It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Ryan Laird. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Cal. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you for, I can say, a good couple of years at least, right?
It's been way too long. You're one of my my oldest friends in the Canadian country music world, so you know, we got to do this more often.
You bet. You bet. Brand new song from Ryan, though, called If I Ever Lost You. We'll talk about that in just a second. We were chatting off the air a little bit. You're living on the West Coast now. Is that right?
Yeah, moved from out east to out west. It's you know, quite a lifestyle change here, but but loving it out here, except for the bad cell phone reception.
It can be a good thing. It can be a good thing.
Can be a good thing.
Got a new song called "If I Ever Lost You." Tell me about that song.
Yeah, well, I wrote this one with my wife actually a few years ago, and sometimes, you know, I write songs and they come out in like an hour or something, you know, and it's done from top to bottom. And sometimes they get dragged out for months. And in this case, kind of over a few years, it just sort of had written chunks of it and was piecing it together. And when the pandemic started, I really had some time on my hands. So I decided to focus on building a home-based recording studio because I wasn't going to be going to Nashville anymore at that point or anywhere else to record like I'd done in the past. So I figured, well, I want to keep making music at least. You know, I think music's important to keep making, and music's a great way to give people hope, you know, too. And I wanted to keep creating that way. It was something that was important to me. So I was able to get this home studio put together and had to learn the ropes a lot. You know, I'd been working for years on my singer-songwriter chops, my production skills. I've always been interested in that, but I hadn't been focused on that as much as I have been in the last year or so. So it's been a lot of fun for me building all these songs from scratch, recording all the instruments to them and all the various aspects that happen with that. And so If I Ever Lost You is one of those songs that I took a look at and thought, you know, I got to finish this thing. And it kind of just happened, you know. I ended up producing it in my studio and was really happy with how it turned out and thought, well, let's share it with everybody and see what people think.
Great. So if COVID wouldn't have happened, would you have built that home studio?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Cal. I mean, would I have? I like to think I would have because, you know, I it's something that was on my bucket list to do, you know. But let's just say maybe it wouldn't have happened quite as quickly.
I understand how COVID kind of makes a lot of us kind of pivot in our lifestyle and our professionally and personally too, right? So
yeah, lots of changes. And you know, I've historically been a big advocate for, and I love to tour, and that's one of my favorite parts of being involved in music is getting to go perform live events. Of course, I've been through Saskatchewan many times in the past. Mm-hmm. And but I love to perform, and obviously with that getting kind of shut down the last year or so, you know, there was going to be more time just, you know, but I wanted to stay creative and keep making music. So recording and writing from a home-based location was the obvious avenue to go down for me.
You bet. So are you jumping on Zoom at all or doing some online performances, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I have done quite a bit of that, actually. It's been interesting. I remember doing my first, it was actually a Facebook Live concert that I did, you know, quite a while back and had a pretty good turnout online, and it was actually kind of fun. I mean, and so since then I've done some Zoom events, and I'm still part of the Bigger Than That program. I've brought through Saskatchewan before and all across Canada. It's, for those of you listeners that aren't aware, it's kind of a motivational youth empowerment musical tour that visits primarily schools, and we do concerts to kind of lift the kids up and inspire them to pursue their dreams and goals in their life, and use music as kind of a tool and an outlet to kind of share that positivity. And so you know, that got shut down as well as kind of a really fun side project that I get to do. So we were able to kind of take that and do a lot of Zoom events with schools with that. So, you know, that's another thing I've been doing the last year in addition to my recording in my studio and everything. So it's been, you know, it's been different. It's been fun. One of the jokes at home is a few of the shows I was actually able to do them just from my my track pants, you know, because you're kind of waist up on Zoom.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can be in my sandals and my track pants at home, and hey, nobody would really know, right? I guess they knew now, though.
Relaxed. That West Coast lifestyle, hey?
That's right. Maybe that's what's changed. I'm moving to the West Coast. You know, I'm becoming a little more relaxed. Maybe a little too relaxed for a live performer. Well, I don't know. That's up for debate.
Well, let's get you back on the road as soon as possible, because I know that they loved you out here, and we loved you having in studio out here, too. So let's hope that gets rolling, at least maybe not in the summer, but for sure in the fall, right?
Absolutely. No, as soon as the opportunity is there, I'm going to be hitting the road again. And, you know, I always keep my website updated, ryanlaird.com, with my tour dates. You won't see them up there yet, but as they get booked, you know, that'll be filled up. And I like sharing that out on social media as well. And, hey, I appreciate you and the whole station there and everybody just over the years. I mean, it's been, geez, I'm going to say it's been at least over a decade now that you've been spinning. You know, every so often when I put a song out, you've been supporting and spinning my music from, I think the first one was I'm Your Man and Girl Crazy, and I did the duet with Leah Daniels, Where Do I Go, and there's just been, I can't even think of them all right now, but there's been a bunch of tunes over the years that you've played, and so I always appreciate that.
You're aging me, Ryan.
Aging myself.
Perfect, buddy. Well, I appreciate that. So is your website the best place to get a hold of you for information about you then?
If you wanted to really get in touch that way, ryanlaird.com. And then, I mean, nowadays with everybody on social media, obviously all my various music videos are on YouTube, all my songs, when they're not on your stations there, are on all the various, you know, Spotify and Apple Music, of course. And then, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Ryan Laird Official. So any of those outlets is fine. I try to check in on all of them, and always love hearing from people on there and sending them new musical updates as well.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Cal.
Ryan Laird on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.